lot of people talking, and they're pretty good at it, but we need to start fixing things.
Part of a family that has committed its life to public service.
The message will be a hopeful, optimistic one. We'll talk about why it's important to change directions.
I want to be authentic and genuine. I'm going to be who I am. I'm not going to change who I am.
I have to show what's in my heart. I have to show that I care about people, about their future. It can't be about the past.
And as usual, the present administration is supporting the use of coercive federal power.
Knowing what we know now, would you have authorized the invasion?
I would have, and so would have Hillary Clinton.
I'm very proud to be the son of George Bush.
And my brother, well, I love my brother. If we share our enthusiasm and love for our country and belief in our philosophy, we will be able to get Latinos and young people and other people that you need to win to get 50.
Mr. Testing the Waters becomes official presidential candidate Jeb Bush today with something close to $100 million in his bank account and a bunch of confused statements on immigration and the Iraq war for voters to mull over. Once the would-be GOP bridge builder and centrist juggernaut who would keep other people from entering the race, thought he would have it to himself. Now Jeb Bush isn't even the only candidate from Florida. He enters the race with Florida Senator Marco Rubio already in, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and former Texas Governor Rick Perry already in the field, along with Rand Paul, Lindsey Graham, Carly Fiorina, and Rick Santorum, among many others. John O'Connor, political reporter for WLRN in Miami, now on the Jeb Bush game plan. That seems to be well into Plan B right now. John O'Connor, what is Plan B, or are we Plan C already?
Well, Plan B, they had the big campaign shakeup last week. They brought in a new campaign manager to run things that was a little bit unexpected. But what we'll see, I think, is the original plan from Jeb, which is to run on his record. He's got 8 years as an executive as Florida's governor. He has a long record as an advocate, particularly for education and other issues since he left office. And I think those are the things that we're going to hear from him today.
Some of the statements from Jeb Bush in the past suggest that he wants to violate the formula here, the primary GOP primary formula, where you steer right and then go center in the general election. Do you think he can do that? And having the race to himself certainly made that much easier, but that's not going to be the case now.
It will be a difficult path. If we look at national polling over the last few months, his trend is downward, particularly among voters expected to vote in the Republican primary. And so the guy that we thought was going to be the 800-pound gorilla several months ago now looks a little bit weaker. He doesn't look quite as strong despite the money, despite the political network, despite the name. And so it looks like it may be a difficult path to try and run through the primary while having your eye on a general election campaign the entire time.
Can big funders keep him afloat in the era of Citizens United?
Absolutely. It only takes one. We've seen a lot of candidates who have lasted a long time in the primary system with only having one big funder. And he has many big funders. He obviously, the family, the political connections, the long history means that he will be well funded. And, you know, that is an advantage. At times, it looked like folks were going to sneak up on Mitt Romney the last time around. And because of the money, because of the funding, he was able to outlast all of that. Jeb Bush should have some of the same advantages.
So let's talk about Florida for a moment. I mean, Marco Rubio's already in the race. Is the vote split there in Florida? And then widen it out, if you could.
Well, Bush and Rubio, they obviously Bush was a mentor for Rubio. And so they have some of the same political connections. So there is a little bit of a divide, particularly Miami. But folks who have been in the Bush camp remain in the Bush camp. And the folks who were most loyal to Rubio are kind of still most loyal to Rubio. So I don't think that long term that those things are really going to be that big of a factor. Nationally, Bush has major advantages over a lot of other candidates just because the family political structure, two presidents within the family, the ability to raise money. His education foundations have had a national presence for years. And so he has a huge network to draw from.
What is this, the right to rise mission? It seems to be the message of the Bush campaign. It's the PAC that his funding comes under. Obviously, it's slightly independent from the Jeb Bush campaign. But nevertheless, what is this right to rise message?
Well, it's been mocked somewhat by some of the other folks who are thinking about running, but it's a fairly traditional, optimistic Republican message that, you know, through hard work, through personal achievement, that things can get done. And the PAC is going to be the major kind of voice for the Bush message, because they'll be able to bring in the big money and put out the message.
And that's where much of the estimated $100 million is, although they may not meet that goal by the end of June. That was one of the reports I saw today. So then let's end on atmospherics. Can he maintain this embrace my dad and brother? I have a brother. Can that work? Really ignoring George W. and embracing his dad as a kind of a centrist and not really focusing on the record of his brother?
It does not seem to be working so far. Since late last year, the polling trends are that the family name is hurting him. And on the Democratic side, we have another legacy candidate, Hillary Clinton, whose husband was a former president. And it doesn't seem to be hurting her as much. But among Republican voters, having the Bush last name seems to be a liability.
Jeb Bush, officially in the race, and lots of questions right at the outset of his campaign. John O'Connor, political reporter for WLRN. Thank you.
Thank you.